Well, the fact that all classroom instruction in schools and daycares are suspended indefinitely as the province pulls out all the stops to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, well, it's creating several spin-off issues for parents and for students. But who will think of the teachers? All right, we're thinking of the teachers. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for checking in with us. What is your reaction to this decision?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I think it was absolutely the right decision. As I've indicated previously, the primary concern in making the decision had to be health and safety. And as I alluded to yesterday in some other media outlets, one of the things we had to be aware of is that if our schools weren't positioned to implement the measures that the chief medical officer suggested need to be done, that decision, and I certainly commend government for making that decision. I'd also commend government for ensuring and mentioning that we will, the NLTA, be consulted and engaged in the process. There's going to be a lot of unknowns, and I certainly appreciate that this is going to be a very anxious time for a large number of people in the province. Certainly your previous interview certainly referenced exactly that. But now we had to look at making steps going forward to ensure that, well, it won't be business as normal, that it's as close to it as we can make it within reason, and that we try and salvage the school year. And I have every confidence that our teachers will, they are professionals, and they will find a way to initiate, find a way to get through this.
What are some of the challenges facing teachers as we, you know, enter this new normal?
Well, I think right now there's going to be, today is going to be a planning day, and there's a lot of things that will come out of that. I think there are ways by which teachers will be able to ensure that students have access to materials to move them through this at all grade levels. Different grade levels will present different challenges, of course. And I think there's going to need to be a cooperation from parents, an understanding that, and a patience in some way, that teachers will be preparing materials. And these are things that will need to be happening. But one of the things that I do want to reference in terms of challenges is that we have a certain segment of our population. In fact, there are economic impacts, and these are subsidiary things. And we have a large number of our members that economically will be taking a hit. And it's important that those measures, there must be something looked at to address those. Our substitute teachers, right now they're in a situation where their income stream will be significantly impacted as a result of that. And I think we need to engage in discussion as to how to move forward with those individuals.
Are you suggesting layoffs, or are you suggesting...
No. I'm certainly not suggesting layoffs. What I'm saying is that when you are a substitute teacher, you rely on daily calling base. You are a casual employee. For a large number of our substitute teachers who rely on daily call-ins...
Those call-ins are now gone.
Those call-ins are now gone. If we have individuals that are right now or maybe working in a partial position, we have a large number of teachers in this province that are employed in partial positions, making things financially feasible for them in the communities in which they are, and right across the province, in order for them to be financially feasible, take these positions in some parts of our province, they needed access to substitute casual call-in base to alleviate that. I had a conversation with the Premier last night on this and said that we need to have this discussion about how we can best move forward to ensure that the entire province, and certainly our members among them, are not disadvantaged more than absolutely necessary as a result of this.
Right. You don't want them left behind, kind of thing. When it comes to, you know, telecommunicating and teleconferencing with students, not everyone has access to an internet connection. And just quickly, because we're up against the news, Mr. Ingram, you know, are teachers going to be able to provide schooling in this province across the board?
Different parts of the province will present different challenges. I think that's really what will be done today and in each school community, looking at how best to ensure that curriculum moves forward in the manner that it can, recognizing that it won't be business as usual. Absolutely, there are different parts of the province, different homes that will have different levels of access. The thing is, how do we make it as equitable as possible in the confines? But if I could circle back one last point on the substitute teachers, we know that in this province we do have a shortage of substitute teachers in various parts. If there's not something done to try and alleviate the concerns of these individuals that they're having right now, we may run the risk of losing access to them because they may have no choice but to move on to other things.
Dean Ingram, we've got to leave it there for now, but I'm sure you'll know more by the end of today, and we'll be checking in once again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram. It's 7:01.